we will have ash'ar, which will be sung by our very close friend, by Jasab, who has very beautifully sang the ash'ar of Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib for many years. And when listening to this ash'ar, understand that these are the words of Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar. It was a desire of his heart which he has poured out in it, his great advices. We should try and understand these advices, and inshallah after, for those that don't understand the language, and even for those that do, Hazrat Maulana himself will explain this ash'ar. Inshallah we'll call by Ajaz.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is ash'ar of beloved Shaykh Arif Billah, Rumi Waqf, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Hudaq. The title is Sukoon-e-Dil, the contentment of heart. Where we get contentment of the heart. Agar Allah walon se nahi dil ki dawa paata, agar Allah walon se nahi dil ki dawa paata, bahut mushkil tha apne nafs sarkash ko daba paata, bahut mushkil tha apne nafs sarkash ko daba paata, khuda ki sarkashi se khud kushi hai maal o daulat mein, khuda ki sarkashi se khud kushi hai maal o daulat mein, kabhi Allah walon se nahi aisa suna jata, bahut mushkil tha apne nafs sarkash ko daba paata, sukoon-e-dil utarta hai falak se ahle taqwa par, sukoon-e-dil utarta hai falak se ahl taqwa par, bidu hukme khuda sa'is da phir kaise pa jata, bidu hukme khuda phir sa'is da isko kaise pa jata, agar petrol ki manind hota ye sukoon-e-dil, agar petrol ki manind hota ye sukoon-e-dil, zameen kar ke boring usko har kafir bhi pa jata, bahut mushkil tha apne nafs sarkash ko daba paata, buton ke ishq se duniya mein har aashiq hua pagal, buton ke ishq mein buton ke ishq se duniya mein har aashiq hua pagal, gunahon se sukoon paata to kyun pagal kaha jata, gunahon se sukoon paata to kyun pagal kaha jata, bacho gande amal se amardon se dur ho jao, bacho gande amal se amardon se dur ho jao, agar ye fail achha tha خدا پتھر نہ برساتا، نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا، نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا، اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا، بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا، میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان درد سے اختر، میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان درد سے اختر، مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا، مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا، اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا، بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا۔
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Just inshallah, a short translation and explanation for the Ash'ar. It is not just to entertain ourselves, to become happy with the sing-song, with the rhythm, or just the outward words, but the meaning which is inside. And this is really the translation, this Ash'ar in Urdu, of Hazrat's heart's condition. And what we should be taking. Many ladies also ask that we cannot come in majlis parda, but what we should be taking is from the heart of the sheikh. That is what we should be taking. And a person can be far, ladies in parda also, but they can also take that. It isn't just to be in the gathering and that. So the meaning is very important to understand what pain Hazrat has got in his heart for the ummah, the love of Allah. And that is, we should be taking direct from Hazrat. This is just a substation of Hazrat. So we all should be taking. Hazrat is in Karachi. Hazrat is very ill. Make dua for Hazrat also all the time. But that wealth of Iman and love of Allah and concern of the Ummah which is in Hazrat's heart, that is what we from here, all of us, man, woman, all, that is what we should be taking. So we try and explain little what Hazrat has got in his heart and for what we are gathered here. Sukoon e dil, the whole world wants contentment of heart, peace of mind. And people are working for it in different ways. So wrongly, some people see it in wealth, somebody see it in position, becoming a president, a minister, etc. Somebody sees it in sports. Somebody sees it in sun, becoming a film star, becoming an actress. But what everyone wants is peace of mind. And are we getting all these other things, especially in the haram world? A person strives for it, but that, as Hazrat said, leads him to committing suicide. He didn't get peace of mind. What is this peace of mind? Where do we get it? So Hazrat says very clearly and boldly, and this is a person who has got that conviction in him. Agar Allah walo se nahi dil ki dawa paata. If a person didn't get the medicine from the medicine of the heart for this peace of mind, contentment from Allah wala, if he didn't get it from Allah wala, bahut mushkil tha apne nafs se sarkash ko daba paata. It would be impossible then to control this nafs which Allah has made. Nafs-e ammara, which commands us with evil all the time. A person outwardly will be in deen, very pious, making umrah all the time, in khanqah, big alim, big mufti, giving time in jamaat all the time, but inside he know his condition, that the evil of this dunya is filled in my heart. And I'm thinking of, I'm giving good bayan also. He'll even feel guilty that that nafs will be controlling him all the time. One side will be giving bayan, after that we'll make guna again. This will be our condition. So if we get that nafsan from Allah wa'ala, then, and people, this is a total fallacy, a wrong idea, that a person can't stay with taqwa in this zamana. A person can't, his rozi can't be halal. He can't control his eyes. It's a brief time of fitna. But if that was the case, then Quran time has expired now. Yes. That means Quran has come to give us that life. And there's no expiry date for Quran Sharif. Quran will be till the day of Qiyamah. So if, no matter which conditions, it can be Paris, it can be London, it can be Bangkok, it can be anywhere, Allah has given us the solution. And that solution is in the hearts of Allah wa'ala. Agar Allah wa'ala say, nahi dil ki dawa paata, had I not got the medicine from the hearts of Allah wa'ala, if we don't get that medicine, take it from their hearts. Allah is giving it, take it from there. Bahut mushkil tha, apne nafse sarkash ko daba paata. Then this nafs which is telling me to do evil all the time, I won't be able to control it. And which means you can control it. Take that medicine from Allah wa'ala and you'll be able to control it. Khuda ki sarkashi se khudkushi hai maal aur daulat mein. And when a person disobeys Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and then he wants dunya, wealth, money, nice house, car, that's his worry all the time. Woman, flirting around, holidays, all that. That leads him to committing suicide. It doesn't, according to the statistics of the world, the highest number of suicides are not in third world countries, are not in villages and in the backward areas. They are in the first world countries, industrialized world. What haven't they got as far as dunya? According to them, they've made their jannat in dunya, but in their jannat they're committing suicide. In jannat, nobody commits suicide. But this is all these problems which come upon them in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. Ek tu mera, to har shay meri. If you are mine, O Allah, everything is mine. Zameen meri, asma, falak mera. The earth is mine, the heavens are mine. Ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. If you are not mine and I have everything in the world, but nothing is mine. So to get Allah Ta'ala, that is important. Kabhi Allah wale se, nahi aise suna jata. You never find Allah wala committing suicide. These people, this dunya people with so much report, and it's a daily thing. Daily police is killing all his colleagues, his family killing himself, committing suicide. Big people, politicians and ministers, prime ministers, committing suicide, daily occurrence. So Allah wala, this is what the sukoon, if we get that peace of mind, and that is why we have come, to make our connection, how to take it from the hearts of Allah wala. Allah ta'ala, hadith Qudsi, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَعَدَنٌ. For everything there is a mine, coal mine, diamond mine, all mines. وَمَعَدَنُ taqwa, and the mine of taqwa, قُلُوبُ الْعَارِفِينَ, is the hearts of the arifin. Mine there, take from their hearts. So they haven't come yet to become alims. There is not, for that go Darul Uloom. This is not really for amal also. For amal, also Darul Uloom, go jamaat, tabligh jamaat, amal will come in our life. This is to take from that hearts, this taqwa to take. Then see what our lives will become. Sukoon dil utarta hai falak se ehle taqwa par. And this peace of mind, contentment of heart, wanzala sakina, it comes from Allah tabaraka ta'ala. It comes from the hearts of this people, the sakina, this peace of mind, contentment of the heart from Allah ta'ala on the hearts of the people who have got taqwa. Get the taqwa from the people who have got it, then see how Allah's sukoon, peace of mind, contentment of heart sets down in your heart. Badu hukme khuda, science da, phir kaise pa jata. Without Allah's command, how will the scientists get it? Today when our minds, unfortunately, generally all of us, our minds are set in a Western mode, Western trend. Our schooling, the whole environment, everything is a Western world all the time. Deen is very small in our lives. Those of us who acquire deen in knowledge, you become alim also. But most of our times, most of us, still the Western influence, their education is more on us. So with that, and the two systems are different. To take from Allah Ta'ala is a complete different system. And to take from dunya is a complete different system. So our minds are dunya system. So when we geared up, we trained, we are in that mode, how are we going to take from the system of Allah Ta'ala? And Allah's system is in a sense not more difficult, much more easier, but it is not open. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. It is in the ghayb, so we cannot see it direct. But just pass that ghayb parda and then take from the treasures of Allah as much as you want to. You can't believe what you will come in your heart. Dunya's things to the world will be at your feet and they will feel it an honor to serve you. You don't have to work for dunya. You don't have to worry for tax man. You don't have to worry of any. And whatever you want, Allah will fulfill all your needs. That is when you make your connection with Allah Ta'ala. Agar petrol ke maanin hota ye sukoon e dil, this peace of mind, if it was like petrol you burn the ground and you take it out, then all the people of dunya, they should also have got it. But it's not like that. This sukoon e dil doesn't come from the ground. It comes from the heavens. We looking at it for it in, on earth, but it's not yet. A person who lost a coin of his, living in a little tin shanty, he lost it in his tin shanty where there were no lights or anything. He went and looked for it outside on the road where there was a bright light. Looking, he can't find it. His friend helped him, couldn't find it. Where you lost it? I lost it in my tin shanty. Then why are you looking for it here? Because there's no lights in my tin shanty. So where it isn't, you can look for it till the cows go home. You'll never find it. Look for it where it is, even without lights, just with your hands. Well, hopefully you will find it. So our peace of mind we lost in the system of deen, in fulfilling the commands of Allah, connection with deen. And where are we looking for it? In our businesses. We looking for it in our holidays, in our resorts. We looking for it in our cars. We looking for it in guna, in sin, for our happiness. But it is not there. You can never find it there. Look for it where it is, and then you will find it. And then see the peace of mind you will get. Zameen e karke boring, usko har kafir bhi pa jata. If it was like dunya thing, something of dunya, then this kafir should also have got it. Buto ki ishq se dunya mein har aashiq hua pagal. In the love of idols, whether this refers to the painted dollies of the street, the filthy naked woman, whether it refers to our business, dunya all the time, cars, home, garden, clothes, fashion, traveling, all these things here, if buto ki ishq se, in the love of all those things, dunya mein har aashiq hua pagal. These people became mad. And they committed suicide in all those things. Gunao se suku pata, to kyu pagal kaha jata. If there was enjoyment in sin, then why do these people commit suicide? Why are they going to the mad hospitals? And then finally committing suicide, if there was peace of mind in sin. Hazrat Maulana Asadullah Sahib, Rahmatullah alayhi, of Saharanpur said so beautifully, Ishq-e buta mein e asad karte ho tum fikre rahat. In the sins, you are thinking of getting comfort, committing this guna, having a haram relationship with a woman, nice enjoyment, going out for a weekend with her somewhere, having enjoyment, whether it is haram business, earnings haram, or whatever haram. Ishq-e buta mein e asad karte ho tum fikre rahat. You are thinking you're going to get comfort and enjoyment. Dozakh mein dhoonte ho jannat ki khwabgah. Are you looking in jahannam for the pleasures of jannat? In jahannam is azab. Where can you find? In guna is azab. In azab, how can you find pleasure? It's impossible. But unfortunately, today it is a lack of knowledge. It isn't it is lack of iman that a person is finding enjoyment in guna. How can there be enjoyment in guna? It's impossible. But we are looking for enjoyment in guna. Enjoyment is in the pleasure of fulfilling the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Guna se suku paata, to kyu pagal kaha jata. Bacho ghande amal se amrado se dur ho jao. Stay away from all guna. Stay away from homosexuality.
And today's world, see what is the world. Parliaments and parliamentarians are passing bills of same-sex marriage. Where can that, how evil, how upside down the world has become. Agar ye fail achha tha, khuda patthar na barsata. If this was a good thing, this homosexuality, Allah should not have let stones rain down upon the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, who were the first people to start this. And then not only threw rain down stones on them, Allah Ta'ala threw them down upside down. Because they did an upside down act, Allah threw them down upside down. Nahi mumkin tha unke raah mein mera qadam rakhna. Also remember, there is a very important usul also of suluk and of reality. Suluk is the tasawwuf, is reality. That it was impossible for me to put my foot in this path of going towards Allah Ta'ala. Agar jazbe karam ke dil nahi koi sada paata. If Allah, that silent magnet that Allah pulled me in my heart towards Him, I should never have been going to Allah Ta'ala. Very, very fortunate is that person. Lot of shukr we must make. Even if the thought came, I must go towards Allah. To become bay'at to a sheikh, not to solve my problems of my health, my finance, but to make my islah. To find my Allah. Remember, that is Allah's sada. Allah's hidden call in your heart. And Allah is pulling you towards Him. Ye qadam uthte nahi, uthaye jate hain. It is when a person comes, he is brought. Main aaya nahi, laya gaya hoon. I haven't come, I have been brought. Muhabbat deke, tarpaya gaya hoon. Allah gave me His muhabbat, and He made me restless now. Everything else I put aside. How many? Many of us, we know our friends, we wanted to come. Some work came out. I got ill. No, when the tarpana comes, that no, I have to go. I have to, here's an opportunity. Looks like, yeah, I'll find my Allah. It is Allah. It is this love of Allah doesn't start from our side. It starts from Allah's side. Allah pulls us towards Him. And if a person is deprived, he won't get any benefit. If Allah hasn't pulled him towards Him, then he won't go towards Allah Ta'ala. Muhabbat deke tarpaya gaya ho. Main laakh samjha ho asrar-e-muhabbat. Nahi samjha, samjhaya gaya ho. I think I have understood the secrets of the love of Allah. I haven't understood. Allah made me understand. Allah put it in my heart. You won't buy this in a CNA bookshop. How to find the love of Allah Ta'ala and how to make love for Allah. You won't find it na kitabo se, na wazo se, na zar se paida. Deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se paida. It won't come from bayans and lectures also. Then Allah puts it in your heart. This is the outward means, but Allah will put it in our heart, and then He pulls us towards Him. Main thak jata hoon apne dastane dard se akhtar. Hazrat say, I get tired physically, bodily, to tell the story of love, explain it to people, make them understand. Magar main kya karu, chup bhi nahi mujhse raha jata. But what can I do? I can't even keep quiet. It's a burning fire in my heart. I get tired to speak, but I can't keep quiet. I just carry on explaining this. When this love of Allah's, the fire of Allah's love, when it will come into the heart, he can't sit quiet now. He has to talk about it. He has to explain to people. Nothing can, his health doesn't stop him. His other occupation doesn't stop him. Wherever he is, a different environment, he changes it into this environment. So this reality, may Allah Ta'ala bless us and let it come into us. We'll ask Bhai just to render it one more time after the understanding and try and follow it now. With this little understanding, those who have understood Urdu can get a better understanding. Those who haven't tried, but in Hazrat's words, there is great nur also and barakat also.
Agar Allah walo se nahi dil ki dawa paata, bahut mushkil tha apne nafs sarkash ko daba paata. Agar Allah walo se nahi dil ki dawa paata, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سے سرکش کو دبا پاتا خدا کی سرکشی سے خود کشی ہے مال و دولت میں خدا کی سرکشی سے خود کشی ہے مال و دولت میں کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقوا پر سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقوا پر بگو حکم خدا سائنس دا پھر کیسے پا جاتا اگر پیٹرول کی مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل اگر پیٹرول کی مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافر بھی پا جاتا بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل گناہوں سے سکون پاتا تو کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا بچو گندے عمل سے امردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ بچو گندے عمل سے امردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برساتا نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں تیرا قدم رکھنا اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان درد سے اختر میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان درد سے اختر مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سے سرکش کو دبا پاتا
جزاکم اللہ انشاءاللہ now we will call upon our guest of honor حضرت مولانا مفتی امتیاز صاحب from Mozambique and حضرت is a graduate of the madrasa also and thereafter Allah Tabarak has taken a lot of work from him amongst the things that he had the honor of traveling with Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Dawat Barakatuh on his safar to Spain and that is something really to hear about Hazrat Maulana's experiences during the time the cassettes are available inshallah it is coming out in book form also so we call upon Hazrat Maulana
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قال لا إله إلا الله مخلصا دخل الجنة قيل وما إخلاصها يا رسول الله قال أن تحجزه عن محارم الله وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected Asatiza, our Mashayikh, Ulama Ikram, what does Islah mean? Islah means to reform oneself. In other words, it means to have good character and good morals. This can refer to a non-Muslim also. Every person on the world won't denounce Islah. In every zamana, 1,000 years ago, today, afterwards, every continent, every country, every person will say Islah is important. Nobody can say to learn good manners is not important. It's very important. A kafir also must learn good manners. He must be clean in his heart. He must have no pride. He must be honest. He mustn't be jealous. He must accept his defeat. And he must turn again and try to win over. This is Islah. In Shariat, what does it mean? In Shariat means that all these habits must be in the circle of Quran and Hadith. Everything in the Sunnah Tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hasan Ali Nabi rahmatullahi alayhi in his kitab, Suluk wa Ihsan, he describes the difference between the two. He says, for example, we take a mirror, and there's some dirt on the mirror, some gandagi, some kachara on the mirror. And we want to clean this mirror. One, if we use urine to clean it, it will be clean, the dirt is not dead. But the badbu and the bad smell of urine will still be there. The mirror is clean, now we can see. But the badbu is there, the bad smell is there. When a kafir learns morals and ethics, kufr ki badbu usme hai. Apne bachcho ko school mein bhej kar, جو اچھے اخلاق سکھاتا ہے ساری زندگی جب تک کسی صحیح صحبت میں داخل نہیں ہوگا کفر کی بدبو آئے گی اور آئینے کو اگر صاف پانی سے دھویا اس نے اور روز واٹر سے دھویا گلاب کے پانی سے صحیح صحبت کے ساتھ صاف بھی ہو گیا اور خوشبو بھی آئے گی تو صاف کرنا ہے صحبت کے ساتھ صحیح صحبت کے ساتھ یہ اصلاح کا مقصد ہے What does it mean I'll repeat you take a mirror There's gandagi on it. One is to clean it with urine. It's clean, now we can see our face, everything. But the smell of the urine will be there, the bad smell. And other is we clean that mirror with rose water, very good water. It's clean, we can see our face and smelling good also. See, if we learn ethics and morals, how to sit, how to talk, clean our hearts of jealousy, pride, in the environment of the Kufr. He will learn this very good mannered person. Got a lot of akhlaq, mashallah, he speaks softly, never gets nervous, never gets angry. But he learns in that environment. Whole life, the badwu of kufr will be there. The smell of the kufr will be there. He's not closer to Allah. وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِ الْكُفْرِ Allah se dur hai. Allah is not happy with him. He might get good akhlaq in him. But if a person learns in the sohbat with the great pious people, in the saya, for example, in the shadow of Quran and Hadith, he learned in a good environment with his desire, that is rose water. Now it's shining. Now Allah loves him. وہ good manners یعنی اللہ لفظ. سو دس از اصلاح. اصلاح سے چاہتے کیا ہے؟ واٹ از دا آبجیکٹو آف اصلاح؟ وائی اصلاح شوڈ بی ڈن؟ اس کے مقصد کیا ہے؟ واٹ از دا آبجیکٹو؟ ویری ایزی. ولکن کونوا ربانیین بما کنتم تعلمون الکتاب وبما کنتم تدرسون. وائی یو مسٹ میک اصلاح؟ کیوں اللہ کو چاہتے ہیں؟ آئی وانٹ اللہ ان فرنٹ آف می. اے پرسن از میکنگ صلاح, اے پرسن از میکنگ ذکر, اے پرسن از میکنگ تلاوت, اے پرسن از فلفلنگ دا رائٹس آف چلڈرن اینڈ وائف, بٹ اللہ از ناٹ ان فرنٹ آف ہم. دین واٹ ول ہیپن؟ ہی مائٹ ہیو سم مٹیریل گینز وتھ ہم, بٹ ہی میک ہی بیکم ٹائرڈ آف واٹ ہی از ڈوئنگ. وی ہیڈ ان ملفوظات آف حضرت جی مولانا یوسف رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, اگر اللہ سامنے نہ ہوا نا, ذکر کرتے ہوئے تھک جائیں گے, گشت کرتے ہوئے تھک جائیں گے, ہاں کتابیں پڑھاتے ہوئے تھک جائیں گے, جیسے لوگ دنیا میں تھکتے ہیں. اف اللہ از ناٹ ان فرنٹ آف ہم, ان فرنٹ آف اس, آبجیکٹ از ناٹ اللہ, اٹ سمتھنگ ایلس. It can be position, it can be name, it can be the people must come and say, MashaAllah, very good bayan, God, MashaAllah, now people know him. Anything else besides Allah, you want position, you want to be part of shura, you want khilafat, you want something, anything besides Allah, kunu rabbaniyin, then what will happen? A person will become tired. He's tired of making zikr. He's tired of making gasht. He's tired of teaching ka kitab. He's tired of running a charity organization. So people don't listen, nobody is accepting. All the shobas of deen are linked to Islam. This is the maqsad of Islam. Allah ko paana, to get Allah in you. That is ikhlas. That is sincerity. That is why Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates the three people, three groups of people will be the first one to go into Jahannam. The first one is alim. He learned the whole life. He preached deen, he spread deen his entire life. There was no ikhlas in him, sincerity in him. Allah wasn't in front of him. The first person to go in Jahannam. A very generous person. He did many good works of deen. First person to go, why? Allah wasn't in front of him. A shaheed, he gave his life in the battlefield. In front of enemies. Very difficult to meet your wife, widow, children, orphan. First person to go in Jahannam. Allah is not in front of him. There's a first maqsad of Islam. It's not complete as yet. The second maqsad of Islam is what? صدق. طریقہ بھی صحیح ہو. بہت سے لوگ اخلاص سے کام کرتے ہیں, طریقہ صحیح نہیں ہوتا ہے, وہ بھی مردود ہے. مینی پیپل آر ویری سنسیئر ان دی ایکٹیویٹیز, دے ڈو مینی ایکٹیویٹیز آف دین, دے وانٹ ٹو اسپریڈ دین, دے وانٹ ٹو پریکٹس آن دین, بٹ دا طریقہ از ناٹ رائٹ, دا وے از ناٹ رائٹ. دیٹ از آلسو ناٹ ایکسپٹڈ بائی اللہ, بیکاز نو بڈی ول گوئنگ ٹو جنت لا الہ الا اللہ. اف اے پرسن ڈزنٹ سے محمد رسول اللہ جنت, ہی ہیز ٹو سے محمد رسول اللہ. اف یو اونلی سے لا الہ الا اللہ, جنت از ناٹ فور یو. کرسچن آلسو سے, جوز آلسو سے لا الہ الا اللہ, گاڈ از ون. ہندو آلسو سے اوپر والا ایک ہے. اف یو اونلی سے لا الہ الا اللہ, نو جنت. یو ہیز ٹو سے محمد رسول اللہ, محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم از دا فائنل میسنجر. طریقہ آف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مسجد ہے. پرسن از سنسیئر ان ہز ایکٹیویٹیز, ہی مسٹ گیٹ دا رائٹ طریقہ. واٹ ڈز اٹ مین؟ دا طریقہ آف محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, دا مزاج آف محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, دا طریقہ آف صحابہ اکرام, دا مزاج آف صحابہ, دا طریقہ آف پائس پریڈیسیسرز. ان دا ورڈز آف مولانا علی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, وہ طریقہ اختیار کرنا پڑے گا جو صحابہ کے بعد تابعین, تبع تابعین, اور حضرت شیخ عبد القادر جیلانی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, حضرت جلال الدین رومی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, اور کیا کہتے ہیں حضرت شیخ ابن تیمیہ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. اینی کورس اباؤٹ 14 or 15 پیپل آفٹر ایوری 70-80 ایئرز. And then he ends with what? Zawq-e Qasimiyat. He mentions of Mawlana Qasim Nanuti rahmatullahi alayhi. Says, we have to get, it's a chain, he says. It's a link. We can't jump off the link. We have to link ourselves to that. Zawq must be created. That's the maqsad of Islam. Ikhlas bhi ho, person must be sincere. And the second is, tariqah must also be right. What, which way he is taking, which area he is going, which highway he is going, that must also must be right. That his tariqah is right, his zawq is right. His مزاج is right. تربیت ہو گیا اس کا, اس کا اس کا اس کا اس کو اس لائن میں وہ چل رہا ہے. He is in that field. Like in the words of one of our Qadir, he says that Allah دل میں بات ڈالتے ہیں, ایسے کرو گے میں راضی ہو جاؤں گا. بیکاز تربیت از نیٹ, اسلح از نیٹ. دیٹ دا مقصد. He doesn't know the way. He's sincere. What to do now? So Allah will put in his heart, do this, I'll be happy with you. And he do it. And Allah will say, ایک آواز آئے گی. Like something, somebody is saying in the heart, یہ مت کرو ناراض ہو جاؤں گا. Don't do this, you'll be deprived. So he just stops. He said, no, I can't. it is there now. So these are the two maqsad of Islah. Very, very important. Islah is very important. If you don't make Islah, if the right mizaj is not made, if ikhlas is not in us, the tariqah is not in us, what will be the result of it? Whatever deen we are practicing become rasam and rivaj. It become our customs. It's just a habit, a normal habit. A person is, he's not sincere, he hasn't got the tariq of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his life. Now what will happen? It's just a ritual he's doing. It's rasam ban gaya now. There will be no difference between him and the other people. For example, a person is entering his house with the right foot. Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Other person is also entering the house with the right foot. Both got the intention of sunnah. But the ikhlas and the jazba inside which is needed from this suhbat, that is not inside. The jazba is not there. That I am entering because it was a sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The jazba, istihzar is not there. One day will come, he says, every day I enter, I don't feel anything. Just making namaz every day, I don't feel anything. No. Every amal, every action must make us closer to Allah Ta'ala. It mustn't become rasam and rivaj. Another example the ulama has given, just to make it more clearer, ulama ikram has said that if a person looks at the face of his parents, father or mother, a child, his son, looks at the face of his parents, he'll get the reward of one hajj and one umrah. One hajj. Looking at the face of his parents, mashallah. One hajj. Sahaba asked if he looks 100 times, said 100 hajj. Every day. But a person looks at the photo of the father, there is no reward. Photo of the mother, there is no reward. Haqeeqat ke saath sawab milega, surat ke saath nahi milega. Sohbat ikhtiar nahi ke aap haqeeqat par hai. Haqeeqat se aap aaye nahi abhi tak, surat par hai aap. You just on the shakal, you not on the reality of it. Reality what it means, they must be present in front of you and you love them also. Now if a person looks at the parent's face with anger, he wants to hit them, he wants to harm them, there is no reward for him. Andar ka bana hua hona chahiye. Zahiri amal, not just apparently looking at his parents' face. No, inside must be made. Must look with love and affection. They must be present in front of him, not the photo of it. Another example, for example, a person is riding a bicycle. Person is riding a bicycle. If he rides a bicycle, he'll reach from point A to point B. From one place to another place. That's the objective of a bicycle. Now there are different types of bicycles. One is which is used to reduce our weight. Person is very fat, so he's doing some exercise. So he buys a bicycle which is fixed on his place. He's riding that bicycle. He's riding it. He got very tired. He's sweating. But where he was, he is there. He didn't move a bit. Haqeeqat hasil nahi thi bicycle. Didn't have the reality of it. You must ride a real bicycle. Not the bicycle which is on its place. Then you reach very far. Say, sahaba had reality in them. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ashabikan nujum. Sahaba's bicycle reached till stars. Those are on his place. He said, all sahabi are stars. Follow them. Yeah, everybody, they moved on the surface of those with the reality in their heart. Not with rasam and rivaj. It wasn't just culture. They didn't sarsari taur pe karna, khana puri karna. So let bayan kar diya, ek namaz padha di, ek sabak padha diya. Khana puri nahi. It's not that just do it. No, it's ahsaas-e-zimmedari. It's a responsibility. Allah is watching me. Allah is with me. Allah is rewarding me. Allah ko Allah manna. That ihsaas, that is the maqsad of Islah. That now this person islahed me. He got the sohbat in him. Now he got the reality with him. Now he rides a bicycle, he go very far. In Urdu they say, in India these days also in Dehat, in villages, they got kohle ka bail. Kohle ka bail means, an ox or buffalo, whatever it is tied with a well, and his eyes are closed, and he's moving every whole day. Ox feels becharo, I walk the whole day from sunrise to sunset, I reach very far, taking my water from the well to irrigate the farms, but he doesn't reach in the same place. So the person who hasn't got Allah in front of him, he hasn't got the tariq of Nabi Sassan in front of him, his Islah is not made of the heart is not made. No matter how much work of deen will do, he is the same place. Jaise the waise hi hai. Wahi raftar bedhangi. Zindagi guzar rahi hai. Same my life as it was. The salat which was 5 years ago, the same salat. Just standing like that, mashallah. Salat was 10 years ago, the same salat. what we learned in Maktab House Ummi Wuzu, the same wuzu, no ihsas, no zimmedari, no emotions in the heart. So that's the maqsad of it. Deen must not become rasam and rivaj. Another example the ulama has given, that the heart is like an ocean. The heart is like an ocean. Those people who go near the beach, they'll see the ocean got a lot of waves in it. Big waves. Our heart is also like ocean, got big waves in it. Big waves. Person when he's sick, he's in a hospital in the ICU, he got a heart problem, he got those things here and a monitor next to it. And on that monitor, there's few lines going up, going down, going up, going down. That's waves in the heart. The more up it goes, the healthier the heart is. The more it goes down, it's flat, person is dead. It goes low, it's dead now. Dil mein tamannaye honi chahiye. The heart must have ambitions. Yeah, I want to do something. It must be done for name. No, it must be done for to please Allah. That's emotions. If you haven't got that, deen becomes rasam and rivaj. First nuksan. The second nuksan is this. The maqsad of Islam, we're doing it. Why we're doing Islam? Because we are present here. The second is this. If you don't do it as you're supposed to do, then practicing on deen will create ananiyat in us. But you practice on deen. Nafs mota ho raha hai. Taqi Abu Layth Samarqandi rahmatullahi alayh has written in his kitab that al-ilmu yurifu al-qaswa. Ilm hasil karna dil ko sakht kar deta hai. You acquire knowledge without mujahada, without sohbat, without tarbiyat. Will make your heart very hard. Person is making zikr without mujahada, without tariqah, without niqs, can go somewhere else. So whatever we are practicing, that can create ananiyat in us. I am somebody. I have done something. Nafs mota ho raha hai. Nafs is getting greater. That's the nuksan of not being islah of ours. When ananiyat comes into us, nafs, that comes, I am doing something. What will happen? The first nuksan, person becomes shaitan. Why shaitan didn't make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam? Somebody asked Hazrat Ji Maulana Imam al-Hasan rahmatullahi alayhi. He heard it from Hazrat Maulana Sulaiman Janji rahmatullahi alayhi, passed away. He made khidmat of Hazrat Ji rahmatullahi alayhi many years. So once we're sitting with him in Nizamuddin, and he asked Hazrat Ji Imam al-Hasan rahmatullahi alayhi, that what made shaitan gumrah? Shaitan ko kisne gumrah kiya? Takabbur aya kaise? How takabbur also came? You know, because of pride is in me sajda. Ye aya kaise? Kaha uske nafs ki wajah se. Nafs mein ananiyat a gayi thi. He said, ananiyat came in him because of the nafs that created takabbur in him. So if you don't make islah, if you don't do, ananiyat will come in. There's a first nuksan. A person himself, he himself got nuksan. Bechara khud nuksan mein hai. That Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, أَفَحَسِبَ الَّذِينَ That ayat, الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنُّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنُّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. کیا تمہیں اس کے بارے میں بتاؤں مثلا inform you of that person who is in the most nuksan, most nuksan regarding his amal. He made a lot of efforts. He thought, I am right. But what is short in him? وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Ikhlas wasn't there. Ikhlas wasn't there. Tariqah wasn't sahih. He made a lot of efforts. He made himself tight. He thought, I am on the right check. But وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. The last ayat of Surah Kahf is linked with it. This is the first ayat of the last ruku. There's the last ayat. So this is it. If ikhlas is not there, ananiyat will come, his own nuksan. He himself, like Balam bin Ba'ura, akhlada ila al-ard. Great alim, but he lost everything he had. There's the first, he himself nuksan. The second nuksan, what will happen? The second great thing will happen, the people in the name of deen will make different groups. Mawlana Ali rahmatullahi has written his other kitab, Tariq Da'wat Azimat. That people will make different groups because Islam nahi hua hai. He said most of the deviated groups which started in the 14 centuries of Islam, all were mostly majority by Ahl-e Ilm, people who made a lot of ibadah, a lot of mujahada, they doing a lot of work of deen, and then they little bit they shifted and different groups were made. Now one group wants to supersede the other group. So our group is better, our group is bigger, we are doing the better work. That ananiyat, nafsaniyat is going to destroy the work of deen. Second nuksan. The third nuksan which will happen, that Allah forgive all of us, is the nuksan that deen ke naam par deen phailane ka azam karein. Deen nahi hoga. Apna tarika ijaad karenge. Kahenge ye sahi hai. Hoga deen ka naam. Aur deen ke naam par apne tarike. Maulana rahmatullah azhar sahab in the kitab that all the firqas, mu'tazil and all that, they thought they spreading deen. But because of ananiyat in them, sohbat nahi thi. Sohbat wasn't in them. Ananiyat in them, they thought they spreading deen, but they were spreading their own isms, their own tariqa, their own things, their own ideology, which is not matlub in the law, which is not in Quran hadith. We are mukallaf of shariat. We are not mukallaf of anybody else's thoughts. Nobody. Quran, shariat, and hadith. So ananiyat mustn't come. Then a person wears different glasses. He sees red. Red glass, he sees everything red. On the name of deen. Which is not the tariqah of our kabir, which is not the tariqah of the aslaf, and he adopts that, and he says, this is deen. And he khatam ho gaya. Third. Allah Ta'ala save all of us of this. There is a lot of faida in making islah. First of all, our own faida. A person himself, he left jannat in dunya. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aqim as-salah ya Bilal, arihna biha. O Bilal, say iqamat. My tiredness is removed. I relieve myself when I'm tired. When I'm salah. Like a person is tired, he wants to sleep to remove his tiredness. So his salah will become such that salah will remove his tiredness. That's the five of ihsan. That's why when Hadith of Jibreel, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by Jibreel alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first was Iman, then Islam, then ihsan. So Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi rahmatullah has written that this was because of this quality of ihsan, that you enjoy your namaz, you enjoy making wuzu, you enjoy fulfilling all the commands of Allah. That's the first faida of making islah. Now enjoyment will come. Ju'ilat qurratu ayni fi salah. My coolness of my eyes is namaz. Now person got some problem, he got something, he make dua, alhamdulillah. Not only making dua, according to Mujahid al-Sisani rahmatullah alayh, he just enters the toilet with the left foot, with the intention of sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That will give him the greatest joy. Greatest joy. Like once we were with one of our elders and seniors, he said that once we start digging a well, initially we come to rocks and we come across a lot of things. There's no water. But then we dig about maybe 10 meters or 20 meters or 50 meters, then we get to the water. So this first 50 meters, there's nothing. There's only rocks and all other things. But after that, there's sand and rocks. But after that, once you get to the water, now forever you get water. Islah has to be made once. It's not again and again. Once your islah is made, once in the sohbat, then what happens? Then the water starts gushing. Then every amal will be closer to you to Allah. In the words of Haji Abdul Wahab Sahib, Ahmad Barakatum, he said once, he said that Allah se dosti kar lo, phir wafa hi wafa hai. Ki jafa karna chahoge, phir bhi Allah wafa pe le aayenge. Dosti ek baar karni padegi. Allah is extending his hand for friendship. So make Allah your friend. Allah is extending your hand. Make Allah your friend. Once is a problem. Once is a mujahada you have to go through. Once. Then wafa'i wafa'i. Then Allah will always fulfill His promise. Even if you break that friendship, Allah will say, come back. Allah will hold your hand. Like a small child of 5 years, you go to him with a shopping center, and the child sees a seller shop, and he sees different shops, he wants to run, the father catches him. Don't go here, don't go here. Father catches. Allah will catch us. So he's a wali of Allah now, he's a friend of Allah, he's beloved of Allah, Allah is going to hold his hand. ان دا ورڈ آف مولا علی میں رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, جو بالغ ہو گیا نہ بالغ پھر نہیں بن سکتا, کوئی بن سکتا ہے؟ آپ بالغ ہو گئے, ایک بار اپنی اصلاح کر لو, بس ایک بار کر لو. سو پرسن بیکمز بالغ, کین بیکم نہ بالغ اگین؟ ہی کانٹ, ہی از بالغ ناؤ. دا فروٹ از رائپ, کانٹ بیکم ان رائپ, از رائپ آلریڈی. دیٹس وائی ایوری پرسن ہیز ٹو لک ایٹ ہز ہارٹ, ہارٹ دل کو بنانا ہے. یہ دل جو ہے نا, جسد کلو, یہ ہمیشہ کے لیے ہے, ایک بار بنانا ہے, پھر استمرار ہے اس میں, پھر استمرار, دین آل دا ٹائم اس کو دھیان رکھنا ہے تھوڑا سا, جسٹ ٹو واچ فل آف اٹ فار آل. دا فرسٹ فائدہ آف میکنگ اسلام. دا سیکنڈ فائدہ از واٹ آف میکنگ اسلام, دا آبجیکٹو از ٹو ریفارم اور ہارٹ, بٹ بیکاز اٹ از ون پرسن ہو از میڈ, ہنڈریڈ اینڈ ملین ول کم ان ٹو اسلام, ہنڈریڈ اینڈ ملین. I was reading some kitab just last night. He has written an example of many, many ulama ikram. Hazrat Khwaja Muhyiddin Chishti rahmatullahi alayhi, one pilgrimage from Delhi to Ajmer, and 9 million entered into Islam. It wasn't bayan so much, it wasn't anything. One safar, one person with the, whose heart is made, he made himself. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَ. دنیا میں بھی کامیابی ہے, سکسیس ان دا دنیا. ہی میڈ ہم سیلف, ہی میڈ ہم فار ہم سیلف. دا سیکنڈری فائدہ, ملینز ول انٹر انٹو اسلام, تھاؤزنڈز. اٹس لائک اے پرسن از واشنگ کلوز, لیڈیز ہو واش کلوز ناٹ ود دا واشنگ مشین, ود دا ہینڈز. وین دے واش کلوز, دا آبجیکٹو از ٹو واش دا کلوز, بٹ دا پلیس ریچ واشنگ از آلسو کلینڈ, دا روپ آلسو گیٹ کلینڈ, وے ہی makes it to dry rope, whole environment, everything, the tap is also clean. Objective is not to wash the taps, objective is not to wash the plate, objective is to wash the clothes. Everything else is secondary, comes through it. To apne ko banayega, if a person targets himself, my Islam must be made, I must be made, everybody around him will get hidayat from him. He will give one example. Other example he gave of, he says that in the 7th Hijri, when the Tatars came to Baghdad and they destroyed all Islamic literature, they killed thousands of ulama ikram, and it became such that Islam is finished now. The Tatars, they killed everybody, thousands of ulama ikram, madaris, masajid, everything. In that period what happened? Because of one Allah wala, Mawlana Ali mein rahmatullah has written in Tariq Dawat Azimat, translation is in English, Saviors of Islamic Spirit, one person, Sheikh Jalaluddin and his son Sheikh Rashiduddin, were going, and one of the kings of the Tatars came, and they had a lot of pride in him, Tughlaq Taimur Khan. He was a Sultan of Kashgar. So he asked the Sheikh Jamaluddin, you are better, I am better. So that person's heart was made. And there are two different incidents narrated in the same kitab. I'll just say one about it. Two different riwayat. One is the Sheikh Jamaluddin rahmatullahi alayh. He was one of the great alim and buzurg of Bukhara. He replied that if I die with iman, I am better than dog. If I die without iman, dog is better than me. دل بنا ہوا تھا, دا ہارٹ واز میڈ. جس ون بزرگ, جسٹ ون سینٹینس ٹچ ہز ہارٹ. دا سیم تھنگ آفٹر فیو ایئرس ود دا آن دا ہینڈ آف شیخ رشید الدین, شیخ جمال الدین سن ایکسپٹڈ اسلام. دوز پیپل ہو ڈسٹروئڈ آئر مدرسہ, مسجد, دے وانٹ ٹو ڈسٹروائے اسلام, دا سیم پیپل اللہ یوز ٹو اسپریڈ اسلام. ٹاٹا, ون پرسن واز میڈ. امیجن مینی آر میڈ, واٹ افیکٹ ول ہیو. Then he quotes another example. He quotes example of Piran-e-Pir, Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh. Says in the year 593 Hijri, 10th of Ramadan, Sultan Mas'ud was in Baghdad. Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh was in Baghdad. The Khalifa at that time was Khalifa Mustarshid. There's a lot of tussle between the Khalifas and Sultans. They always used to fight each other for position. Who must come on the position? Who must be the governor and the ruler of Baghdad? So Sultan Mas'ud, on this date, 10th of Ramadan, he removed Khalifa Mustarshid from his place. His party came, you can say, he killed Sultan Mas'ud. As soon as this happened, the Muslims in the city, they were so far away from the reality of being, in so much of disobedience of Allah was in that locality, they all came on roads. Ladies came, they came into the masjid, they broke the minbars. They said, nobody is going to come for salah. The Muslims themselves, we want Khalifa Mustarshid. They demanding Sultan Mas'ud, both are Muslims. We want that Khalifa again on his place. Sultan Mas'ud was very dis. After 3 days, he killed that Khalifa. Sultan Mas'ud killed. The situation worsened. People started calling bad names for ulama. They started shouting. They never came to the masjid. It's just a very long, Mawla Alina Rahmatullah has written a big khaka, a big, you have to read history to see what happened that time. People were so mutanasir of deen, that deen is, what you got back in someone's deen? Where are the promises of Allah in the Isa? What is going to happen? At that time, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat Pirani Peer, he started his effort. One person. And he made mudawwan tasawwuf. And he started in Baghdad. And in that one masjid, after many, many years of effort, revival of deen again took place. And what happened in his masjid, in his khanqah at that time, at the end of his life, one person was made. 40,000 people at any given time. 40,000 people, 50,000 people. If somebody is crying, somebody making dua, somebody making zikr, somebody making tilawat, whole situation changed. One person makes himself. One person. What capacity Allah has given each and every person. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi. Then he also quotes the example of Ibn Taymiyyah Rahmatullah Alayhi. He also in his time, what great work he did. So that's the importance, that once Islam is made, first of all, he himself benefits from it. Secondly, what happens, everybody else will benefit from him, because he made up himself. Objective is target he himself, and Allah will bless that. And the third great benefit which will happen, then Allah will fulfill all His promises of Kamal-e-Deen, Itmam-e-Deen. Muslims will have supremacy over everybody else. That's the first step, is making our own self. There's the objective of coming here, there's the objective of sitting here, there's the objective of making ourselves, the results of that. Allah will show us that it happened in the past, and it should happen now, again. If we are sincere, we make our intentions, we come again. Now how the Islam will be made? That's also another question. How I will reform myself? Is there any tariqah? So what our great akabir ulama have written, according to my little bit of knowledge which I got and which I learned from all my asatiza while I was here in the madrasa, especially our Hazrat Namad Barakatum, which we learned from him, and all of the mashayikh and all the ulama ikram, which we have learned and we have seen and read in the kitabs. The only way is sohbat. We need the company. All the sahaba, 124,000 sahaba, except one. All had sohbat. Uwais Qarni, radiyallahu anhu. He didn't come to meet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's not a sahabi. Uwais Qarni, only one. All other had. But he also had one thing in him. He had taalluq with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Raabta kiya, main kya karu? Maa bimar hai. اطلاع دی, عقیدت رکھی, اور جو کہا گیا اس پہ عمل کیا تو بھی مقبول ہو گئے. صحبت کے دیکھو, اگر صحبت ممکن نہیں آ سکتے, اطلاع دے دو, حالات لکھ کے بھیج دو, جو کہا جائے وہ کر لو, اس سے بھی کام ہے. دس رحمت للعالمین, دس بیوٹی آف آور شریعت, اٹ اوپن دا ڈورس فار ایوری باڈی. دس شریعت از ایزی. میں جو من پسند کروں کم ٹو نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, واٹ از ڈونا. He wrote a letter, he sent a messenger, I can't come to you. All became Sahaba, Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, what must I do? My mother is sick, what must I do? He wrote his hal, ahwal, send a messenger. Person came, no, stay where you are. And what fazilat he got? That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, when Uwais Qarni comes, you must ask him to make maghfirat for you. Must make dua for you. So if you can't come in the company, we can't be regular, we got some halat, write it. Ask, there'll be a solution to it. That's the beauty. تو صحبت ضروری ہے, صحبت سے اثر پیدا ہوتا ہے. If you stay in the company of the pious, it will have its effects, definite effects. As you heard from some of our asatiza also, we read in the kitabs also, میاں بیوی مل جائے تو بچہ پیدا ہو جاتا ہے. ہونا ضروری ہے, میاں بیوی ملے ہیں اور دونوں پاگل ہوں, ملنا ضروری ہے, بچہ پیدا ہو جائے گا. ملنا ضروری ہے, صحیح نیت سے ملے نا, دونوں کا ایمان تھوڑا ٹوٹا پھوٹا ہوگا, اللہ دونوں کو دے گا, سب کو دے گا. ہر آدمی کو کامل سمجھے, نہ سمجھے آج جنید بغدادی جیسے لوگ نہیں ہے, ویسے نہیں. جیسے ہمیں حضرت ہمیشہ کہتے ہیں جو ان کی قدر کر لو, ان کے عیب نہیں دیکھو, اس کی محبت کرو, ان سے عقیدت رکھو, ان کے پاس جاؤ, اللہ کچھ دے دے گا تمہیں. ہسبینڈ اینڈ وائف وین دے بوتھ میٹ, اللہ ول گیو دیم اے چائلڈ, بٹ دے مسٹ میٹ صحبت. اینڈ اف بوتھ آر میٹ, بوتھ آر ناٹ گڈ مینٹلی, اف دے میٹ ان دا پراپر وے, دین آلسو ول گیو دیم اے چائلڈ. اٹس اے نیچرل پروسیس. سم ٹائمز وی فیل, او وی ڈونٹ گیٹ جنید بغدادی ان دس ٹائم, وی ڈونٹ گیٹ دیٹ پرسن ان دیٹ ٹائم, he got this error, he got that error, why is doing that? Don't look at the faults. It's deception of shaitan. Go and sit in the company, benefit from it, Allah will give the results. Definitely Allah will give the nizam of Allah. This has happened from 1400 years. It has to happen. So this is this, that if we do in this way, inshallah, with the sohbat, Allah Ta'ala is definitely going to give the results. And the second dalil with Maul Ali Mia Rahmatullah has written regarding this, he says that Allah Ta'ala bandon ke haal dekh kar ilham bhi farmate hai. Sohbat zaruri hai, sohbat is important. But the prison structure of sohbat, ye ilhami tariqa hai, jo sahi hai. Gharat logon ki baat nahi ho rahi hai. And he gave an example of it. He gave an example of azan. Maulana writes in his kitab that Hazrat Abdullah bin Zaid radiallahu anhu was very worried how to call Muslims for prayers. On his worriedness, he was worried about it. Allah Ta'ala sent angels in a dream, made ilham to him, and he said that now azan should be given in this way. He and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu both had the same dream. So sometimes, for something to become part of Shariat, Allah uses some individual to make ilham on it. This is infradi ilham, two people, two sahaba. Also, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu narrate both of them that there were seven sahaba, it came in their heart, otherwise few sahaba, it came in their heart that Laylatul Qadr is in the last 7 days of Ramadan. Hazrat Maulimi rahmatullahi alayhi writes, it came, they went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, O Prophet of Allah, you haven't fixed the night of Laylatul Qadr. What about the last 7 days of Ramadan? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you must look for Laylatul Qadr in the last 7 days of Ramadan. First hadith is whole Ramadan, second hadith is the last 10 days, this one is last 7 days. So this is ilham, is ilham to them. Then when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, time of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, it came in the heart of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to make Quran in one chapter. Ek jagah jama karte. Hazrat writes in his kitab, Suluk Ihsan, that this was also ilham to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And you see how many people have benefited. To safety of the Quran, Quran is in present form till today to us till the day of Qiyamah. See the ilham of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Allah opened the way, made sahulat for the whole, mashallah, after that. Then he says that after Khulafa Rashideen, very difficult to learn deen after the time of Khulafa Rashideen. Now, the ulama of the time, they had some ilham in them. We must start madaris, the present structure. Till not in the masjid itself, let us have rooms, madrasas, jamiat. In Spain there was madrasas, big madrasas. Egypt, mashallah, big madrasas. Different parts of the world, big madrasas, mashallah, in Turkey. Different parts of the world. Why? So this also accepted shakl of Allah Ta'ala. Allah accepted this. Father says that the present structure with quyudat, with sharait, the present structure of sohbat, of taking deriving benefit from this, ye ilhami baat hai ek. کو رد نہیں کر سکتے ہم, but we can deny it. Is ilhami, we have to accept it. اس سے فائدہ ہوگا, it's happening, فائدہ will take place in correct usools, it correctly, it has to benefit. Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq also to reform myself, first I'm muhtaj, this is a command of Hazrat, otherwise for here to speak is very very difficult. But Allah Ta'ala the blessing of make me also inshallah reform my heart also and bring the reality of deen in our lives. Very very important that the islah must be made of the heart. Ke Allah Ta'ala inshallah make it part with others also. Wa akhu da'wana alhamdulillah. One other thing also while reading regarding Nisbat and Ihsan, it writes that in the kitabs we made mutala regarding this, that many many people object that why must go in the sohbat of a sheikh, why should we go in it? It's in lot of peers, one doubt, lot of peers and murid, they are fake, they're not true, we go there, the life is not according to sunnah, what is that? Sometimes apparently also, what should we do now? Who must we trust? In whose company must we go? So the criteria Hazrat says that we must look for that person who is muttabi' sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muttabi' sunnat means in his personal life he is following Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His conduct of the heart is also following Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His tariqa of thinking is also according to tariqa of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. ذوق بھی صحیح ہونا چاہیے جو تربیت سے پیدا ہوتا ہے. اس ریزن بائی مولانا احسان منظر گیلانی, مناظر احسان گیلانی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کی کتاب, ہی سیز کسی چیز کے فائدے کے لیے صحیح آدمی کو ڈھونڈنے کے لیے اس کا ذوق بھی دیکھنا چاہیے, وہ کس راستے پر ہے, اس کا ذوق کیسا ہے, ہاؤ از ہز ذوق, ہاؤ واٹ از ہز مینر, ہز ایٹیٹیوڈ, what is his nature, what he likes to do. Only muttabi sunnat ke sath ye bhi zaruri hai aur us sohbat se paida ho sakta hai, is only through sohbat. And the change from Nabi Fasam till today, you do find people who are capable of this and who got this objective in their mind, tariqa se ansa hai. And he mentions there about, he makes lot of tashriah of zauqe qasmiyat and zauqe rashidiyat, there was the zauq of Hazrat Allama Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayh and what is the zauq of Allama Qasim Nanoti rahmatullah alayh, how to create that into us in this zaman. Allah has accepted them for the effort of deen, so that tariqa must be in us, that zauq should be present. Second ishkal which is made umuman talkers generally, that only few people are in this, for example in this, only few people, there are millions out who don't know about kalma and namaz, millions out, only few are involved, what is going to happen? So he has a jawab there. He says that if we join this few as it's supposed to be, then through this few itself, Allah is going to convert the thousands and millions. For example, in Fazail-e-Sadqat, an incident is written that Allama Iraqi rahmatullah alayhi went for Hajj. In that zamana, 600,000 people made Hajj. He was sleeping the first night in Hajj. He saw two angels. One angel is telling the other angel that this year nobody's Hajj got accepted. He woke up the next day. Say Allah, he kya ho gaya? He made istighfar that maybe I am the greatest sinner, such a great Allama. Because of my presence, nobody Hajj is accepted. Whole day he made istighfar. Slept the second night. Same two angels came. One angel is saying the other angel, out of 600,000, Allah Ta'ala accepted Hajj of 6 people. Woke up the next day, said, at least 6. I must make more istighfar, tawbah of my gunas, because of my maybe gunas, sins. The third night, same two angels came. And one angel is saying to the other angel, that because of the barakat of 6, Allah accepted Hajj of 600,000. In the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when 50 people or 100 people make salah, or more than that, salat al-jamaat, If salah of one is accepted, with the barakat of that one, everybody's namaz is accepted. So few people are made, few people, the heart is made. And then they, in their muamalat, in their muashara, then inshallah we'll see how much benefit is going to go to the other people. Few are made the Islam. Third ishkal is this, people normally think zikr tasawwuf is only making zikr. It is not their case. It means to correct the way of life. It means to learn the difference hudud and quyud. To understand this, for example, in Sharia, takabbur is completely haram. Person can't be haughty, can't be proud, can't have pride in him. It's completely not permissible. In the same time, izzat and nafs is very important. He must keep his honor, dignity. Yeah, must keep his dignity. How you know the difference? He can't know difference himself. Somebody has to tell him that your attitude is izzat and nafs, is dignity, or your attitude is full of pride. Somebody has to tell him. He can't differentiate himself. In Sharia, tawazu is very important. Person must be humble. But he can't make zillat and nafs. He can't degrade himself. He can't insult himself in front of others. He can't. So what's the difference between the two? Who is going to tell him? That this is tawazu. This is you are making tawazu humble. You are humble in this situation. And this you don't do. Don't do this. Why? This is going to degrade yourself. You are insulting yourself. Don't do it. It's not matlub in Sharia. You can't do it. Who's going to tell him? The difference between the two. Father write the example that if you eat mango is sweet and your sugar is sweet, what's the difference between the two? Who can say it? Both are sweet, but the sweetness is different. The one who tastes, he can say. This mango sweetness is different. This is the sweetness of the sugar. This is the sweetness of the chocolate. He will tell. In the same way, the person who is mahir in the fun, likulli fun rijal, who is mahir about it, what is takabbur, what is pride, what is being humble, he will inform you, you are right or you are wrong. To get angry all the time, lose your senses, is not good. You can't do it. But sometimes you have to do it. Sharia says you must do it. Somebody comes and take the honor of your wife. Now you say, no, Maulana said, mustn't get angry, must make zikr. That time you have to act. You have to shout. In the battlefield, the enemies are there. He says, no, I'm not going to fight. Must love them, no problem, must make the ikram. No ikram, that's why you have to fight. So the sheikh will tell you, gussa kahan karna hai? Sirf gussa hi nahi aapne, to aap shariat amal nahi kar sakte. You're not on shariat. You got no anger in you. You're not on shariat. You got no izzat and nafs in you. You got no dignity yourself. Self. You're not on shariat. You're always insulting yourself, degrading yourself. This is not, this is not shariat. A teacher going to the classroom says to the pupils, I'm a donkey, I'm this. It's going to help it. So hudud or hukuk ki riayat is not a laughing, respected brothers. It's very serious. To move the limits, we don't know the limits today. We don't go and ask, we don't go and steal sohbat. Then we are also getting tired of making pressing on shariat. We say, I asked for maaf and nothing happened. You said, if I go and ask maaf, enemy become my friend. This is became more enemy. Because you went and asked at the wrong occasion without asking anybody. You had a quarrel with somebody, you went and asked for maaf. Okay, man. You became more enemy. You said, Allah Ta'ala says in Quran, if you go and ask for maaf, both will become good friends. What happened? Why don't you ask somebody? You have to ask somebody. What to do, when to do. Hukuk or hudud is your line hai, the boundary of the rights and the limits, the sheikh will tell. Person who is mahir in this field, he'll tell you, you got this in you, you got this in you, you must create this in you. You must have in this in you. So this is only according with this. You can't say that, no, we don't need nobody's nigrani, we don't need nobody's supervision. We have to have somebody's supervision. We have to go and tell our ahwal. The fourth ishkal is made, is there a sari hadith that if you stay in company of somebody, their heart changes? Definitely it is. Alhamdulillah radiallahu anhu, he went to a complaint to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, O Nabi of Allah, when I'm sit with you, I can see Jannat, Jahannam, everything. But when I go to my wife and children, the condition of the heart changes. So Sohbat Saleh say, the heart does change. Al-qalb yataqallab. The heart changes. We have to need that. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu says, when you're putting sand in the grave of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we saw our hearts were completely changed. Completely changed. Imagine one person is not here. Completely changes. I still remember the talk of Hazrat Mufti Zain al-Abidin rahmatullah alayh. One of the last ishtimas was in South Africa. Just before dua, he gave a talk. In the ishtima. Before the dua, he made the final dua. And he said that once he was sitting in one of the masjids in Faisalabad in Pakistan with Hazrat Ji rahmatullah alayh. Hazrat Ji rahmatullah was sitting, they all were sitting. A person came to meet Hazrat Mufti Sahib. Mufti Zain al-Abidin. He saw, he went away, came second time, went away. Mufti Sahib saw him, but because of the adab and respect of Hazrat Ji rahmatullah, didn't call him. After a few days, the Mufti Sahib said that I got hold of that person. So you came that day to the masjid, why didn't you come again? He said, I came to the masjid, you were sitting with some elderly buzruk. That person didn't know about Hazrat Ji rahmatullah. He was very far from the work, very far person. Just came to meet Mufti Sahib. Said, Mufti Sahib, okay, I came to ask a question. I had one urgent question, but I saw you sitting with some elderly people, so I didn't want to disturb you. But I got another question now. So what is the question? So he said that I saw that all of you were sitting quiet, nobody speaking. Hazrat Ji rahmatullah is quiet. You are quiet. You sit for such a long time, quiet. I was waiting for you outside. No use. That time could have been used by that elderly person to give some nasiha, some bayan, some waz. Why was this quiet? So the Mufti Sahib rahmatullah told him that before I give the answer of this question of yours, I'll tell you something on another incident. He said, many years ago, yourself and me, that person has a Mufti Zain al-Abidin, we were together in the train, making journey on a train. And we were sitting in a second class, windows are open, no aircon. We were all feeling very hot. Some areas of Pakistan, very hot. He was sitting with me in the same coach of the train. It was very, very hot. Then the train stopped at one station. One person brought 3-4 big slabs of ice. Or many slabs of ice, big slabs of ice. Came in, left at the door, person went away. So Mufti Sahib said, do you remember? You're sitting in a train, and because of the presence of that ice, you were feeling coolness of the ice. He said, I remember that. It made the whole coach a bit different, coolness. So Mufti Sahib said, when the person whose heart is made, is with us, if you got Zawq-e Saleem, if you got something in your heart, truly, if the heart is blackened, if the heart got nothing in it, won't feel anything. Heart also got much subtalam in it. Something must have in the heart, our size also. You feel the difference. The ice is makhluk. The ice makes you feel cold, is far. Imagine a person, insan, he's ashraful makhlukat. He himself, his inside is made. He got taluk with Allah, he got muhabbat of Allah, he got khashyat of Allah. That is inside him. You sitting with him, won't it benefit you? It has to benefit you. So sometimes the sukut of few people give more benefit to others than the talking. Sukut also gives benefit. Just stay in the company. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah. To learn from all of that inshallah, bring it in our lives. Wa akhu da'wana alhamdulillah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار واغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفی الآخرت حسنتا وقینا عذاب النار. یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، یا اللہ ہمارے خطایا سے درگزر فرما، یا اللہ ہماری سیئات کو حسنات سے مبدل فرما، یا اللہ ایمان کا کمال ہمارے اندر پیدا فرما، یا اللہ تقویٰ اور توکل اور قناعت کی صفات ہمارے اندر پیدا فرما، یا اللہ نماز کو خشوع خضوع کے ساتھ پڑھنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، یا اللہ ایسی نماز کی توفیق نصیب فرما جس سے تو راضی ہوتا ہو، یا اللہ نماز کو اس کی حقیقت کے ساتھ پڑھنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، یا اللہ وضو کو اور استنجا کو اور اس کے تمام لوازمات کو صحیح سے ادا کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، اے اللہ ہر عمل کے اندر یا اللہ تیرا تعلق نصیب فرما، ہر عمل کے وقت اپنا دھیان نصیب فرما، یا اللہ ہر عمل کے وقت اس سے معیت نصیب فرما، یا اللہ تیرے عشق کو، تیری محبت کو، تیری معرفت کو دلوں کے اندر پیدا فرما، یا اللہ معاملات معاشرت کے اندر بھی اپنا استحضار نصیب فرما، یا اللہ دن کے اندر بھی اور راتوں میں بھی، اور یا اللہ ہر وقت ہر آن اور گھڑی یا اللہ صفت احسان ہمارے اندر پیدا فرما، یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کا یا اللہ ہمارے نفس کا تزکیہ فرما، یا اللہ نفس کے قید و شرارت سے ہم سب کی حفاظت فرما، یا اللہ کرم فرما، رحم فرما، یا اللہ ان کی حقیقت دلوں کے اندر پیدا فرما، جس حال کے اندر یا اللہ جو امر پورا کروانا چاہتا ہے یا اللہ اس کو ہمارے لیے واضح فرما کر، یا اللہ اس کو عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، اور اس کو یا اللہ تو خیر تک یا اللہ اختتام تک پہنچانے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، یا اللہ ہر عمل کے اندر تو خیر ڈال دے، یا اللہ اس میں سے خیر کو نکال دے، یا اللہ اور یا اللہ اس میں سے خیر ہی پھیلے، یا اللہ ہر عمل سے یا اللہ ہر عمل کو شر سے یا اللہ حفاظت فرما، ہر عمل کے اندر سے شر کو نکال دے، یا اللہ کرم فرما، یا اللہ ذکر کی حقیقت دلوں کے اندر پیدا فرما، یا اللہ تکبر سے اور بدگمانی سے اور یا اللہ غیبت سے اور حسد سے ہم سب کی حفاظت فرما، یا اللہ بڑا بننے کے جذبے سے حفاظت فرما، یا اللہ شہرت کے جذبے سے حفاظت فرما، یا اللہ حب جاہ سے تو ہماری حفاظت فرما، یا اللہ اخلاص کا اعلیٰ مقام ہم سب کو نصیب فرما، یا اللہ صدیقیت کا اعلیٰ مقام ہم سب کو نصیب فرما، اے اللہ دین کو پھیلانے کے لیے ہم سب کو یا اللہ قبول فرما، یا اللہ اس کی ذمہ داری کا احساس دلوں میں پیدا فرما، یا اللہ دین کو سیکھنے اور سکھانے کا جذبہ امت کے عرصت کے اندر پیدا فرما، یا اللہ جہاں جہاں جماعتیں چل رہی ہیں ان کو قبول فرما، یا اللہ ان کی حفاظت فرما، یا اللہ اس جلسے کو، اس اجتماع کو خوب قبول فرما، یا اللہ ہمارے حضرت کی عمر میں یا اللہ برکت نصیب فرما، یا اللہ اس کے فیض کو پورے عالم میں یا اللہ جاری ساری فرما، یا اللہ جو ہمارے حضرت حکیم صاحب ہیں یا اللہ ان کو یا اللہ عافیت کے ساتھ صحت دے دے، یا اللہ اور یا اللہ صحت مستمرہ ان کو یا اللہ نصیب فرما، یا اللہ تمام جتنے بھی مشائخ ہیں، اولیاء کرام ہیں، یا اللہ ان کے فیوز کو یا اللہ، اور یا اللہ ان کے جو یا اللہ ان کے جو یا اللہ ان کی ارشادات ہیں اس کو عالم میں عام فرما، یا اللہ تو کرم فرما، رحم فرما، یا اللہ اصلاح کی طرف یا اللہ توجہ اور یا اللہ دلوں کے میلان کو یا اللہ متوجہ فرما، یا اللہ کرم فرما، رحم فرما، اور عفو کا اور عافیت کا اور یا اللہ یسر کا، سہولت کا، آسانوں کا معاملہ فرما، یا اللہ حاسدین کے حسد سے حفاظت فرما، یا اللہ فتین کے فتنوں سے حفاظت فرما، یا اللہ شرارت کرنے والوں کی شرارت سے حفاظت فرما، یا اللہ قدم قدم پر نصرت فرما، یا اللہ قدم قدم پر رہبری فرما، یا اللہ قدموں کے پھسل جانے سے اور یا اللہ قدموں کے یا اللہ پیچھے ہٹ جانے سے تو حفاظت فرما، یا اللہ دین کو یا اللہ اس کے صحیح اصولوں کے ساتھ، صحیح ذوق کے ساتھ یا اللہ سیکھنے کے اور سکھانے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، جس سے تو راضی ہوتا ہو یا اللہ اس کی شکلوں کو قائم فرما، یا اللہ کرم فرما، رحم فرما، یا اللہ امت پر رحم فرما، امت کی تمام مشکلات کو حل فرما، اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہم سب کی دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.